Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain. Unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free, starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. Today I want to talk about an important image that sort of struck me lately in relationship to our lives and the sacrament of confession. One of the daily things I read is, in terms of my ongoing spiritual life that I find a lot of nourishment and guidance in, is the Divine Intimacy, Meditations of the Interior Life for Every Day of the Liturgical Year. It's a text that was written by Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene, a discalced Carmelite. This is written to go through the old liturgical calendar, the pre-Vatican II, but you can find sites online to help you match up where we're at now, and so the themes can sort of match, and the scriptures always don't, but he has such an amazing insight, and the structure of it really lends itself to some really in-depth reflections every day. And recently he had the topic of confession. He talks about it twice within this text. This is the first time. And before you enter into some of his main writings, his two-part section, he gives you a presence of God line. This is some sort of quote or an insight that one person should be carrying within their mind and their heart throughout the day. Sort of commit it to memory and just repeat it to yourself over and about throughout the day. And in this talk on confession, he opens it up with this line. At the foot of your cross, O Jesus, I confess my sins. Pour over me your precious blood, that it may purify my soul. And within this reflection on confession, he pulls a lot from St. Catherine of Siena, so some of these ideas are also hers. This connection of the sacrament of confession with the sacred blood of Jesus Christ, and how we were brought into the body of Christ through the waters of baptism, as Christ was baptized in the water, sanctifying them, making them holy as a means of receiving his new life. And now that we are a part of the body of Christ and our sins seek to separate us from the body of Christ, therefore it is only by his salvific, his sacred blood that we sort of regain that life. And that profound image that when we go to confession, we are being covered in the sacred blood of Jesus Christ has just really been striking me. You know, I know people, some of the places I serve at here in New York City go have confession quite regularly. Here in my parish, we have it on Saturday, but we try to have different events during the season of Lent. And it strikes people on a variety of different levels. And one of the things I always talk to people about is try to go regularly, you know, at least twice a month if you can. If you're not even going at all now, at least go once a month, but work your way up to going to twice a month. And I've been preaching on confession and the sacrament of reconciliation regularly, and making sure I have time after the Mass to receive those people and offer them the sacrament, and to have it visually connected to the rejuvenation that comes about through the very sacred blood of Jesus Christ, I think is a profound image that may help us to go ever more deeper into the splendidness that is confession. You know, a couple months ago, I wrote a reflection on the prayer of absolution that the priest prays, so you can go to Catholic Standard and read up on that. But this movement, how through the blood of Christ, this white garment that was given to us as a symbol of our baptism is restored once again, an image that is invoked within the book of Revelation, is of the utmost importance. Even though there is a barrenness to the season of Lent, this barrenness has a purpose. It has a reason. Why? Its purpose and its reason is to set our senses alive once again, to have them be cast free of the burden of dullness, of the monotony of everyday life, and we begin to lose the ability to see, hear, and sense the beauty of the Lord within our lives, the beauty of the precious blood of Christ that comes to rejuvenate us in the sacrament of confession, cleansing us from the very sins that bind our heart and keeps it from being free in the love of God as it has been called to be from the very beginning of our creation. And the nourishment, of course, that comes through the reception of our Lord and Savior in the Eucharist. So maybe as we continue to embrace the practice of confession during Lent, you know, maybe your parish has a evening service of reconciliation, or the priest is, or the priest maybe at your parish are offering more times, maybe try to connect this image of the sacred blood of Christ, how in the sacrament, the precious blood that flowed ever so freely from the side of Christ as he died upon the cross is pouring forth upon you, cleansing you once again, as you were cleansed in baptism. And in this cleansing, via his sacred blood, made known to us through the sacrament of reconciliation, a rejuvenation and a freedom is once again brought about within our hearts. So as a healed member of the body of Christ, the strength that has been given over to us via the sacrament can aid and build up and strengthen the body of Christ that is the church. I myself, you know, I entered the church. One of the things that really cemented me in my conversion that brought me home to the church was being forced to go to confession. I have a previous podcast. You can search early on and find that. But there was just a profound sense of freedom. Like after I confessed for the first time, my heart, I felt, could actually breathe again, that it had this life in it that's been denied to it for years. You know, and that is why I know for myself, I try to go twice a month if I can. And being aware and being active and the means of preparation is always the same for me. I just keep repeating, thy will be done. At the end of the day, when my body's hurting and my joints say no, and my little stub foot with the amputation and all that sort of stuff, and I just look upon a cross, I just say, thy will be done. That's all I got for you, Lord. Thy will be done. It's been a long day. I don't feel I can go anymore. And all I know is this, thy will be done. If those be the last words in my life, when the Lord calls me home, God willing, you know, thy will be done. And confession is always a sacrament of rejoicing and of healing and the shame that comes about, you know. Guilt is one thing, shame is another, you know. Being able to be aware that we've done things that we shouldn't have done because they've harmed a relationship to the body of Christ, to family, to our Lord, and the healing that comes about. And that's why I always warn people about, you know, having that shame. Guilt, okay. But shame will try to keep you from the sacrament. And remember, as you're wrestling maybe within your heart whether or not to go and embrace and receive the sacrament of confession, keep that image of the flowing blood and water of the side of Jesus on the cross. That is for you, my brothers and sisters. And it is in those two things, the blood and the water that have flowed from the side of Christ, that we are cleansed, we are healed, and we are made anew in the very power of the Spirit via the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So as we celebrate confession, may we always remember the life-giving, but also the life-cleansing blood of Christ, whose power is made known to us in a profound way whenever we confess our sins and receive the sacrament of reconciliation. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you can, leave a little evaluation. It really does help me out. Also, if you want more of my content, go over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, to my blog posts. You can find links to my YouTube channel, watch a variety of videos. There's also a little meme page where you can download backgrounds to your phone and computer with Carmelite quotes and sort of beautiful images I've taken pictures of, and etc. If you're discerning a vocation to the church, whether you're a man or a woman looking at religious life or the priesthood, there's a vocation tab. You can email me through that. Or if you just wish for me to pray for something within your life, or just wish to send me a message, there's a contact page too. Thanks again, and know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.